Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much, Dev. I'm feeling pretty good today after the show yesterday. We did our rehearsals for Scott Mills the Musical. Then I went straight home to sleep. I did feel a little upset when I woke up by the tune of the ice cream van on my street. That's when you know you've gone to bed quite early. But it's all fine. By the way, you can text in anything you want at the moment to 81199 because I'm pressing Control-Alt-Delete, but nothing is occurring at all, so just text in whatever you want. A man will be able to fix it in a minute. Right, it's us this week and Vernon and Dave next week on the Chris Moyles Show. It's Mills. Hello.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
A lot of people asking where Chappers is because they're missing his miserable tones in the morning. He is away. There's not been some terrible incident, not this time. He's just off on holiday. But, burglars, he is in the UK, so please don't rob his house because he's there and there's alarms on it and everything and a massive dog. And there isn't a dog because he hates them. But I'm just trying to make it scary. If there are any people that are listening that might want to rob his house, don't.
Why don't you say he's off but he's still at home?
He's off but he's still at home. I'm just reading about Simon Cowell, who is transforming the top floor of the X Factor Studios this year into a haven of calm for him. Surely the contestants are the ones that need to be calm and not him.
It must be hard being that kind of...
He will have showers in there, a walk-in wardrobe.
Showers? How many does he need?
I don't know, but there's two, I think. And also a vanity area.
What happens on that?
I don't say. I think he'd probably get lots of mirrors, including ones on the ceiling, pictures of yourself up everywhere, I would imagine. Lots of kind of products, hair products and stuff, makeup everywhere. I would love a vanity area.
Have you not got one at your house?
No. Not
really?
Big enough.
You've got one upstairs with that mirror with all the lights around it.
No, I haven't got that.
Yes, you have.
Right, can you hear like a
lawnmower? Yes, I can.
There's like a lawnmower in the background.
I was thinking it was more like a Hoover. Or a bee. You know, like when you've got that really annoying fly in your bedroom
yes.
and you can't get rid of it?
It's like there's a fly in here. Can anyone hear that at
yeah.
home? That's really annoying.
Quick, get it. No.
No. No. That did it!
Yes!
Ah-ha! I killed the invisible fly. What was that? That's so weird.
Podcast.
Hi, if you're just waking up, this is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. Hope you're right this morning. It's Tuesday. And our musical starts a week today. Ah! At the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Festival Fringe. Right, got to get the right way around. More rehearsals this afternoon. We're going to be in Edinburgh all week bringing you the full flavour of the randomness of the Fringe. Our little musical is one of about 2,000 shows which is going to be on, starting next week. Can I just say how much I love Duncan James off of Blue? Probably never said that before. But I do, and here's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons why I love him. If you get the new Heat magazine, which is out today, Duncan's in the...
I thought you were going to do a quick plug for your big feature in
which
there.
Which features me. No, if...
Are you the Heat hunk?
No, I'm not the heat...
Torso of the week.
I like a joke.
He so is.
No, I'm not. I'll tell you who Torso of the Week is. It is... Anton Dubek. Not really. I just made up a name out of thin air while I'm trying to find who it actually is. Oh, no, it's Aston off of JLS. Yeah, 10 questions we ask everyone. You know the bit at the back of Heat magazine with Duncan James? And I love the amount of celebrity names he mentions just in the 10 questions. And also about his bed. Sorry if this is a kind of spoiler for you, but if you are going to get heat today on the way to work or whatever. Right, the most expensive thing he's ever bought is a silver leaf sleigh bed that costs $6,000. But Duncan says, it's amazing though, it's worth it. $6,000 for a bed? Jeez. Also, who did you last receive a text from? It was from Caprice to tell me we're meeting in a restaurant tonight. Ever been chatted up by another celeb? Me and Tara Palmer Tomkinson chat each other up. It's our thing. And what's been the most embarrassing moment of your life? I was on a flight to LA with my friend Rita, Roxy from EastEnders, and she got so drunk she fell off a chair straight into Hugh Laurie's lap. Brilliant. Now, I think there's another incident that's embarrassing.
Oh.
But that is the Duncan James incident, which must not be talked about ever, so let's move straight on.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, let's do some Dear Scott action. The posh Radio 4 lady, who was at our rehearsals for the musical yesterday. T-shirt on that said Ukulele Hero on it, because she plays the ukulele.
She does, in the Guitar Hero type...
font.
Yes.
She loves it though. She's in.
To say hello to her because she's about to go to bed.
Oh, is she?
But she said we couldn't do it before now because she'd still be on the bus.
Okay.
I love the fact that the posh Radio 4 lady has to take the bus.
What do you think? She'd have like a chauffeur-driven car or something.
Helicopter.
Yeah. She does. Like she's got that voice that says, "Hello, I don't get the bus," but she does. So, good morning, posh Radio 4 lady. Right, here's all the stuff you've been wanting to know on email this week.
My mate just texted me and told me you're trying to do something with your hips, but I can't understand what he means. Can you tell me, Danny from Darnhill?
I think that was yesterday when we were talking to Joe, who is Scott Mills, in Scott Mills the Musical, and he can do an amazing fish lips thing.
So fish lips and hips, not the same?
Nothing to do with hips, no. You just heard that wrong. Obviously, the radio was on low or something.
That picture, which I'm not sure I want to look at this early, of Joe doing the fish lips is on Mills the Musical Twitter.
Okay.
And it's don't minging. Look at it until after 8.
No, it's horrible. Some people think they can do the fish lips by just using their tongue. That's not the correct way to do it, as you'll see by Joe's picture on Twitter, Mills the Musical. Also, online at the moment, I need to mention the video of you doing the bingo calling from yesterday.
Yes.
Andrew off of Australia has just been on, still laughing at you reading out 69. So that's on there as well. bbc.co.uk/radio1 if you're online early.
So childish, isn't it, to laugh at that?
Yeah, it wasn't your forte either.
No.
Surprise. Next.
Dear Scott, subject, spicy tramp.
Oh, yes. This is when I went onto the streets last week in the afternoon and started calling people... You saucy wench. I'd ask them a question like, what do you think of the current climate?
This was for the show.
Yeah, for the show, yeah. Not just randomly. What do you think of the current economic climate, you saucy wench?
You called, last week when we spoke to Annie Mack, just from Ibiza, you called her a spicy tramp, didn't you?
Yeah. I just wanted to let you know that I think spicy tramp is one of the best phrases to say to someone. Better than saucy wench. You've just made me spit my drink out over my paperwork, laughing. I think it may have come out my nose a little bit too. Not good. Love you, Claire in Wigan.
Thanks, Claire.
It was
you
saucy
spicy
wench.
Tramp.
It was saucy wench you called Annie, not spicy tramp.
Yeah, maybe that would have been pushing it.
I think she'd have just hung up on you.
Yeah. No, spicy tramp, I agree, is as good, if not better, than saucy wench. Try it today, just to someone in the office or something.
In the office?
Yeah, when you get to work. Morning, you spicy tramp. See what happens. Let me know tomorrow.
Hey, Scott. Please can you do a shout-out to my gorgeous fiancé, my Pompey Pudding. I know he's listening on his way home. We've been together for a year next Tuesday, and I love him with all my heart, from his Cornish cupcake.
Right, what's happened here? Why is she just doing out, like, dedications?
Well, if you're allowed to call people spicy tramps, I think Cornish cupcake's slightly nicer.
We haven't turned into late-night love. Just ring him and tell him yourself. Sorry to be unromantic about it.
Have you got pet names for people?
No.
No?
I tell you what as well, there's one thing I can't stand on the radio is those shows. There's one on a station in London, it's like, and your beautiful darling says that he'll love you for the rest of his life, and since he met you, his life has been complete. Oh, get lost. I don't want to hear that on the radio.
You must have done those shows at some point, though.
Yes, I have.
There must be tapes somewhere, mustn't there?
No.
You so have.
Late night love. And just text us and... it's horrible. Gross. Just ring him and tell him yourself. Send him a text, yeah? Or maybe even a card if you're feeling romantic. I don't want to hear about your business of romance on the radio.
All right.
Next.
Gnomes. How are your gnomes? You haven't told us for a while. From E... in Swiss Cottage, Camden.
They're fine and still outside my house, thanks very much. Even though we have taken some into the house now and have painted them, and they are now in the lounge.
Who has gnomes indoors?
We do. My flatmate thought it'd be a good idea. He got loads of like really bright colour paint and painted some. They look quite good, actually. So thanks to whoever donated them. Next.
Dear Scott, subject, sick.
Oh, is this really necessary at this time?
Yesterday, my hubby complained of travel sickness in the car as a passenger. Today, he is driving and has the same feeling. Now thinks it's only when you and Becky talk, but he's not sure which one of you is causing it. Could you take it in turns to talk separately, please, so he can work it out? I'm so sorry. Sarah. Love ya.
I like this. Okay.
It's blatantly me, isn't it?
Okay, well, let's test it out, because obviously well, you're probably listening in the car now, so... Good morning, you're listening to Radio 1, and it's 7.26.
Hello, are you feeling sick yet?
No, you've got to separate it, otherwise we're not going to know who's who. Right, so I'll start first. Good morning, you're listening to Radio 1, it's 7.26.
What nice...
No, you haven't left a gap.
How long a gap do you want?
Just leave a gap.
What, enough for him to throw up?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me when to start speaking.
Okay,
then.
I'll point, okay? Good morning, this is Radio 1, and it's nearly 7.27. Wait. Go.
It's so obviously me.
Go on.
Hello.
That's enough, you see. He would have been sick by now. Let us know, please. Email us back. We'll put you on tomorrow.
6 and 9, 69. 6 and 9, 69.
Don't know why I wanted to play that. I just did. That's Becky at bingo from yesterday.
6 and 9, 69.
He'll be spewing all over the place now. Oh, right. It's
that
seven.
It's on the bingo video if you want to look online.
Is it?
Radio 1 podcasts. What's Becky's
forte? Now, yesterday we discovered on What's Becky's Forte that the thing you're good at is definitely not being a bingo caller. Mostly because you just laughed when he had to announce the numbers.
6 and 9, 69. 6 and 9, 69.
Recovered well, though, I thought.
The old dears weren't happy. They take it very seriously.
I loved it.
We've discussed before. No, there was...
you didn't see their faces.
It was humour-free. Yeah, there's faces like thunder. There's a video of that online if you want to watch it. So that is not your forte. Now, here's the thing. I was in Northern Ireland at the weekend. I played a club in Newry, which was excellent. Now, you know, in most of Britain, you don't see the people that announce the programmes on ITV. But in Northern Ireland, on UTV, which is their ITV, you still see them. You do see the announcers, which is amazing. And you just all of a sudden popped into my head and thought, that could be your forte. And the announcers are, you know, they're quite famous. I've got one of them on the phone right now. Hi, Julian Simmons.
Hello, Scott. Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, very well indeed. I think Becky would be brilliant.
Do you think?
Absolutely. She's got a bit of oomph, and my goodness me, I know she's a cracker, so she'd have no problem.
She is certainly a cracker, Julian. now, you are... I was out before I did the gig in Belfast, and you are a national treasure in Northern Ireland.
I don't know about that.
You are. Everyone's like, oh, you know, he's brilliant.
Oh, that's very nice. That's very kind of you to say that.
Yeah. Now, I saw you on Saturday night. I think it was in the intro to You've Been Framed.
Oh, right, yeah.
And...
was that a good one?
I can't remember, actually. It's generally the first one of the night, so it's, you know, you sort of rush in and take over. And you see, we've got three lovely girls already who do Envision Continuity as well as myself.
Oh, you have?
There's Pamela Ballantyne, Gillian Porter and Rose Neal, so I'm a thorn between the roses.
Mm, okay. But I like it they can see you. I mean, because that makes you really famous. What do people say to you on the street?
Oh, what about you, Julian? How you doing? Sticking out the air and things like that, you know. But I must say, thank God, people are very kind. And that is so nice.
There's a great clip of you that I saw where they accidentally cut back to you and you don't expect it. In the midway through a programme, I think it's Wild at Heart, and you're there eating your Chinese.
Yes, they did that to me one night. It actually wasn't a Chinese, it was a Marks and Spencer salad, to be quite honest.
Okay.
And I was eating those, you know, those baby tomatoes?
Yes.
And I just put the thing in my mouth and bit it. And I looked up and there I am on camera with my tie off, chomping away through this salad. And it was only a couple of seconds, but the whole darn place saw it.
Yeah.
Was everywhere that... I go, saw you eating your dinner.
I love the way you just eat it in the studio. You can't even leave. You just have to sit there.
Well, you know, you have to be ready at all for all eventualities at all times, you see.
Is it hard to do your job? Do you have to plan it or do you just wing it? Because I think Becky could have a go.
It's a mixture of both. Because, you know, I mean, you know what programme you're going into, you know what's coming up next. You've got a scheduled time that you're going to be on, and you know how long you're going to be on for. But there is the odd occasion where you're suddenly landed with another sort of 20 or 30 seconds, or on one occasion, you know, over a minute I've had.
Yeah.
And you know, you've got to sort of talk about anything and everybody, too. So you've got to be sort of fairly on the ball.
Yeah. Do you think Becky could do this?
You could do it, darling, on your ear. On your ear, as we say here.
Right, OK.
No problem at all.
On new TV, yes?
Absolutely.
OK.
So, you know, I mean, if you want it, Becky, go for it. That's what I say.
OK. Brilliant.
And if I can do it, anybody can do it, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't think so.
You've got a very unique style, though, haven't you? I don't think I could quite live up to that.
Here's some of Julian Now on UTV. Check this out.
Here on UTV in half an hour, what do you do when Count Dracula kidnaps Frankenstein's monster? Well, naturally, you send for the chief vampire slayer. His name is Van Helsing, and that is the title of tonight's movie premiere. An exciting fantasy starring Hugh Jackman and the fabulous screamer Kate Beckinsale.
You see, you don't get that in Britain on ITV, but they just go, and now on ITV1... Coronation Street. You don't get this.
But now on the UTV, who needs Dracula and Frankenstein when you've Monster Liar Cilla Battersby? She's about to make sure Les and Yana spend Christmas Eve in a bath of mushy peas with not a dolly on the two of them. Imagine cold mushy peas all round all belonging to you on a nippy night like that. Try saying that after you've been at the Kirk and Sherry.
You see? I love it.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, thank goodness most people do. You know, I'm sure that there's some people absolutely loathe all that bit of chat, but, you know, it's you just go with it.
Why do you go more nor and iron when you talk about Coronation Street?
Because when I used to, you know, when going to and from work and things, travelling on buses, people do talk about the soaps as if they're really happening. And, you know, I used to hear this behind me. Did you see last night Rosie Webster, the sweet skirt she'd on her? You could see all belonging to her. They shouldn't let her out like that. So, I mean, you know, and you just pick it up from there.
Alex in Sheffield says you're the best bit of Coronation Street.
Oh, that's very kind. My goodness.
Yeah, Kathy from Belfast has been on. Julian is more than a legend. Here is intro into Corrie. I tune in every night.
Oh.
Yeah, you see.
Oh, God, I hope they keep doing that.
Yeah, I know. Julian, it's good to speak to you, and...
thank you for talking to me.
No, it's been lovely, and thank you for saying that it could be Becky's forte.
Becky, if you want it, go for it, you know what I mean?
Mm. OK. And we will be in touch with the head bigwigs at UTV.
Absolutely.
OK, thank you.
Thank you, Scott, so much. Becky's
forte. Didn't actually commit to his actual channel, did he?
No. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. We started off this thing yesterday. It just kind of came out of talking about my dad, who is normally fine. He's just, you know, your average Bruce Willis lookalike.
I so have to meet your dad.
Have you not met my dad?
No. And Laura, who used to work on the show, said he's hot.
Yeah, she thought he's quite hot, which I always felt a bit uncomfortable about. But not as much as Chappers fancying my mum. Anyway, my dad's normally fine, you know, he just does normal things, he's a normal dad, apart from the one time where he had to be pushed home in a wheelbarrow with all the neighbours watching. Normally there's nothing to worry about with my dad, he's a safe bet, but on this particular occasion it went wrong. And we were just talking about when parents go wild. Normally they're, you know, very responsible, very sensible people, but sometimes, and it could only just be once or twice, they just go off the rails for some reason, and you just go, no! What are you doing? Like, Vicky's been on, after we talked about this yesterday. Her mum and dad came home from a night out, right, work this out. In the morning, there was a white flip-flop on the kitchen counter with cheese and pickles spreaded on it. Since then, no one has confessed that they don't remember what happened.
That is amazing!
You see, when parents go wild. Why was there a flip-flop with cheese and pickle on it?
I often come in from a night out and want cheese, but I'd never put it on a flip-flop.
I do as well, actually, but I wouldn't put it on shoes.
Just eat the whole block straight from the fridge.
Yeah, I've done that. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, hello.
So you heard us, yeah, good, thanks. You heard us doing When Parents Go Wild yesterday?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
What have you got to tell me?
Well, my dad, a couple of months back, him and his friends did a calendar for charity.
Right. Is what?
But they did it naked.
Oh,
oh no. A naked calendar for charity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Completely naked?
Well, he had a tour belt covering his...
Oh, good. That must make you feel a lot better. A tour belt, of all things. Okay, yeah. What charity was this for?
I think it was for cancer research.
So it's for a good cause, yeah.
Yeah, it was for a good cause, yeah, but it tried getting me to sell it to my friends and stuff.
I bet you would have donated quite a lot of money to get him to keep his clothes on.
Yeah, I would have done, yeah.
Did they raise much money, do you know?
I think so, yeah. They sold quite a lot of calendars.
Ooh, must be good then. Have you got any left?
I've got a few, yeah. I ain't got one personally, but... loads of people have got them.
It would be a bit weird having a calendar up in your room with your dad naked.
It really would.
I didn't think that one through before.
Can I ask, what's your dad's name, please?
It's Paul.
Is he there now?
No, he's on holiday at the minute, so he can't hear me. But...
good. What month was he in the calendar?
It was August.
August. Wow. Yeah.
Also, he's up everywhere at the moment, in loads of people's houses.
Yeah, even my friends have got them.
Your what?
Friends?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Horrible. Did you try and persuade him not to do it?
Well, no, I didn't know about it. I found out about it.
Well, the first thing he saw was when he looked through the calendar and got to August.
Yeah.
When parents go wild. Love you, Sarah. Radio 1. Ina, now it's time for Just for the Pun of It. I have to say, Becky is getting better at these. Do you think Chops would be any good if he was doing this week?
No. Do you think he would?
Not particularly. Place your bets, please. Place your bets. Who's going to do better today? Who's going to get the most puns into the conversation? Is it going to be me or is it going to be Becky? Neither of us have heard each other's call. So, for instance, I'm going to phone a cheese shop. We did this yesterday. And try and jam as many cheese puns into the conversation as I possibly can, just to see how it goes.
You always get the much easier subject, though. Like, cheese is well easier than pet shops.
Oh, well. So, you ready for it? This is Just for the Pun of It for Tuesday morning. Here's me calling that cheese shop. I didn't even know they had cheese shops specifically for cheese, but there is one in Nottingham.
Good morning, the cheese shop Nottingham.
Good morning. I read there was a sale on at your shop. Is that still Ton?
I think you've got the wrong one, mate.
Oh, I was planning to breathe there a bit later on.
What are you looking for exactly?
Cheese.
Obviously.
I'm coming via Red Leicester, so would you be able to give me, like, some directions?
Right. Basically, come straight out of Leicester up the A46.
I was just thinking, Bishop, my friend could drive me to your shop. He damn well loves the Stilton. I'm just looking on the website. Have you got a sister shop in Philadelphia?
No.
And Wensleydale's the next sale on?
When's the next sale on?
Hmm.
We don't actually have sales.
Well, baby, bell me next time there's a sale on, or on the website or something like that.
Right.
Sorry, did you hear that noise in the background?
I did.
Sorry, it's my mum, laughing cow.
Okie dokie.
I better go now.
Cheers.
Yes, I think that was all right. I got Baby Bell and Laughing Cow in and Stinking
good.
Bishop.
He damn well likes it or something was quite poor, though.
I'm quite pleased with my efforts today. So that was 9 cheese puns. Now over to Becky. And it's a pet shop, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't guarantee that all the animal puns are available at pet shops. I might have branched out into zoo in a panic.
Hello, Central Pets.
Hello, I was wondering if you can help me. I need a goldfish bowl.
Right.
I need to get on really soon, otherwise I'll be in the doghouse.
Right, what sort of do you after?
A big one.
How big?
About 30 centimetres.
30 centimetres?
I need to get one, otherwise it's going to be a proper catastrophe.
Right, we've got some little plastic ones here.
How much will Jabil be?
How much will it be?
Yeah.
I think they're about £5-6 without going in, they're on the top shelf.
Are you having a giraffe?
Pardon?
Sorry, that's quite cheap, isn't it? I'll fish some money out.
Well, they're only plastic ones, they're not glass ones or nothing.
Oh no, that's alright. It's better to come to the pet shop, isn't it, rather than going to the meerkat.
You're being funny, aren't you?
Well, just rabbiting on.
Does that count if she put the phone down before rabbiting? Yeah,
no, rabbiting is allowed.
Okay.
In hindsight, Bill was probably not I thought I could get away with that if I said jerk a bit quietly and then...
Can I ask what this is, please?
It's better to come to the petrol, isn't it, rather than going to the meerkat.
What's that?
Market.
Right, doesn't meerkat sound really anything market. Like it. Meerkat
it
market.
If you
same.
Do it in the meerkat voice, doesn't it? Compare the meerkat.
But you didn't.
No. I thought it might translate, but it didn't.
Okay, not as many as me, but there are. Oh, you see, and then everyone comes up with them afterwards. Mark says, what about what happened to Cheese to meet you? That would have been amazing. You were fatter than I thought you'd be, Scott. Thanks very much. We'll do some more puns tomorrow.
You should have started it with Halloumi, darling.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, now this next person we're going to speak to, for comic relief, is running, get this, 30 miles a day, which, as we know, is more than a marathon, 6 days a week, for around about 7 weeks, which is absolutely unbelievable. Hello, Eddie Izzard.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm tired, actually. I'm in the middle of doing my exercises before I start my run about 9 o'clock today.
Wow. So you've done seven already, have you?
I've done 7 marathons already. I'm outside Cardiff, near Bridge End. And as you can hear, huge lorries are going by in the rain. And I'm setting off to go to run in this rain for a whole bunch of hours. So it's a bit at the moment, I'm thinking my idea is completely crazy.
Yeah. I mean, when I got told about this, I was like, it is just unbelievable. What kind of exercise are you doing right now? Talk us through it. Some star jumps?
I have to do, it's a bit like, lunges, I have to do lunges, and there's a whole balancing I have to do, and stretching out of hamstrings, of calf muscles. You just have to stretch everything out.
So you're near Bridge End in South Wales at the moment?
Yeah.
Okay, loads of people have been on that are following you on Twitter and saying you're doing a good thing. Did you do this just to go, ha ha ha, to David Walliams?
Yes.
Yeah. English Channel, pa.
Exactly. He only went one English Channel, and this is just endless madness. Now, David did a fantastic job, and I'd always been thinking of doing a run thing, and I never could do much on Comic Relief, so because I do gigs more than TV shows. So this seemed like an interesting thing to do, a healthy thing. It's quite primal, because, you know, we used to run to hunt. But these bodies that we have are not made to do computer games and watching television, so I should be tapping into some latent thing that the human beings have got. At the moment, I haven't quite found it, but it should be there somewhere.
So after seven, how are you feeling? Is it just you wake up and feel really tired?
Yeah, it's legs ache all the time. You just want to go. I go to bed at 9:30. I'm desperate to go to bed at 9:30. My feet are kind of in ribbons from blisters. But it's great. Like yesterday in Cardiff, a family had waited out. They'd been looking for me for about 2 days. Two little girls, and they made a sign up on a cereal packet saying, "Go, Eddie." And they were just waiting in the street for me. So things like that. And it's great. And they gave in money as well. And people can go to my website, eddieizzard.com, and they can donate money to Sport Relief. And then people are honking as we go by. So that's great. That keeps me going.
So people along the route are being really positive.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Not everyone knows, because we came out with very little publicity. I just wanted this to build, because it's about 7 weeks, and I'm only about a seventh of the way round, so got a long, long way to go.
Yeah. How do you keep yourself entertained? Because 30 miles a day is a long time.
Well, in stand-up comedy, you have to talk about something, or, you know, you can talk about everything. So I actually do get quite fascinated by it. Once you get in the countryside, it actually looks like it did 100 years ago. A lot of the roads are the same, and the big houses and stuff like that. And you know, when it's pissing down with rain, I don't know if you can say pissing, but anyway, when it's like this, I don't know, it's harder. You know, you just have to, it's grueling. You just have to crank these out. But when people are waving or honking car horns, then you can keep going from that. And if people come out and start running with me, then I can just chat to them.
Loads of people have seen your photos on Twitter, so they can follow you on that, can't they?
Absolutely. Eddie Izzard on Twitter. If you put that in Google, you'll find that. Or my website, it's sort of embedded in there. Or go to the sportrelief.com website and they can donate money. People haven't got much money this year, you know, the recession. If they give a little and just tell all their friends and they can give a little, then we can make the money.
Okay, so it's eddieizzard.com or follow Eddie on Twitter at eddieizzard. Are you kind of checking your Twitter whilst running? Or I'm guessing you've got someone else to do that for you, because that would be weird.
No, well, I do. I'm taking the photographs and I'm putting them out there.
So are you?
Yeah, I stop and take some pictures. If you go on, you'll see the family that made the little sign. It's about three or four Twitters ago. But I can't do it all the time because I get so tired. Yeah.
What do? You must be able to eat absolutely loads if you're burning off all these calories.
Well, yeah, I'm not burning calories quite like you would expect. The legs are burning calories like crazy. But you can, if you want to eat a cake, do 7 marathons.
There we are. There we are, Becky. Lots of people saying, is Eddie doing it in heels? No, obviously not.
Women, when they run marathons, they don't run them in heels.
They don't, really, no. Eddie, the best of luck with it. Good luck. We're starting marathon number 8 when? In a few minutes?
At about 9, just after 9 o'clock, I'll start it.
And I know you're going London, Cardiff, then Cardiff, Belfast, Belfast, Edinburgh, and then back to London. So it's a long trek, but best of luck with it. EddieIzzard.com, and follow Eddie on Twitter at EddieIzzard. Thank you so much.
Thank you. People see me, just honk their cars. It'll really help. I'll be on the A48.
Which road again?
The A48, going through Bridgend into Swansea.
Good one. All right, thanks, Eddie.
Cheers, mate. Bye. Radio 1 Podcasts.
So we will be doing shows in the afternoon all next week from the Edinburgh Festival, just taking in the whole kind of strangeness of it. There's thousands and thousands of shows going on. There's music, there's plays, there's comedy. Every possible scenario you can think of is pretty much covered in all these shows. And ours is just one of them, in a little theatre in Edinburgh, the Pleasance One Theatre next week. And Joe's playing Scott Mills. We did an afternoon of rehearsals yesterday.
Yeah.
All good?
Yeah, it's going really well. I'm a bit full of cold, which isn't the best, but it's going really well.
I thought you sounded marvellous, darling.
Marvellous, darling.
And the cast are really nice, and Becky made her debut yesterday.
Yeah, Kylie Minogue.
How'd you find that?
Oh, excellent. She was pulling some shapes.
She's kind of trying to do Can't Get Out of My Head
my
video.
Dancing.
Kind of robot.
You know
movie.
That routine she's got in that
yeah.
video?
I think you need to completely copy that. It was good.
She's I got good. The feeling that you guys were laughing kind of at me.
No.
No, not at all.
Because the one who plays our boss, was absolutely killing himself laughing.
No,
and
but
I
he loved
must
it.
Be...
No, he loved it.
Right, so more rehearsals this afternoon for all of us. Joe's going to be there at 10. But before that, on Radio 1, before he plays me in the musical, we'll get to know some more about Joe next. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
So next week in the afternoon, our show will be coming from Edinburgh, from the Pleasance Courtyard, which is kind of where everyone hangs out. It's kind of the heart of the...
It's like Broadway of the Edinburgh Fringe.
That's right. And there's loads of different performances going on. Everything, really, from tiny little rooms with people doing their thing to bigger places. Our theatre, the Pleasance Theatre, where we're doing our little musical, holds 300 people. Have you ever performed to 300 people before, Joe?
I think, yeah, so, maybe.
Okay.
Oh. No. Okay. I was hoping it would be your biggest audience ever.
No. It's the second...
I've done 30,000.
Yeah. No, I've done the O2, guys.
It's the final week of rehearsals for our musical. And this week we are finding out a bit more about our leading man in the musical, Joe. Joe is playing me. Are you feeling that you are me yet?
I'm feeling pretty connected with you, Scott.
there's one scene where he... is particularly like me, Becky was saying yesterday. We're not going to say which one it is.
We were sat on the sofa and I pointed at Scott and went, oh my God, that is so you. And Scott was like, no, it's not. I was like, yes, it is.
Yeah, there's one bit that you were doing yesterday. I was like, oh God, he really is me. No, not the spraying under the arms with the deodorant. I don't think that's much of a plot spoiler. So yesterday we found out some quite interesting stuff about you from your sister, Millie, who's been dishing a little bit of dirt about you. It's nothing sinister, Joe. It's just so that the audience who listen to Radio 1 get to know you a bit more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We found out that you used to do Madonna dance routines at school.
Yep.
We found out you are rubbish at bowling.
Yeah.
You can do a strange trick with your lips, which a lot of people have been checking out on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because it's on the Mills, the musical Twitter.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
And you were once sick in a sock and then put it in your car boot.
Yeah.
But what has your sister told about you today. She's given us some gossip.
There can't be more, can there?
Yeah, there's more, there's more. Can you guess what she's told us? All right, here's the first one. Your sister Millie told us that you do an amazing impression. But what impression is she talking about?
I have no idea.
Do you do a lot?
Corners of his mouth have gone up slightly, which means that he does know what it is.
Are you a face reader?
No, it's like when you're trying to lie and you start doing that sort of slight smile. Yes, you do. You do know what it is. Just say
I know, because I don't want to do it.
I told you.
So he does know.
Of course he does.
Psychic Becky.
I won't be able to do it now, and then all these checks will come in saying I'm rubbish.
We'll be the judge of that.
Okay, well, what do you think it is?
Chewbacca, I think.
Do you do any other impressions?
Not that anyone's ever said is any good, so...
Don't try and fob us off with Chewy.
I think
you've got
it
a better impression.
I don't know what it is, then, if it's not... I don't know. Okay. I'm guessing Chewbacca.
Let's find out.
He does a really good Chewbacca impression. I'm not a Star Wars fan, but, yeah, that's what he tells me it is. And it seems quite good, and his friends laugh a lot.
Now, sadly...
It's always a really good impression if you have to tell people what it is before you do it.
Sadly, Joe, that does mean that you are going to have to do it now.
I can't do it now. It's not going to happen, I bet it will. Oh, well, I'll try.
Go.
Ah! It's so bad.
Can we have that again, please?
No.
Please, once more, please.
I know, I'm going to cough. I can't do it now.
Ah! Is that not just someone going, ah!
Yes, I could do it too. Ah!
See, someone once told me that was good, and my sister's run with that, and it's really not.
Okay. That's fine.
That's another impression, Scott, to add to your list.
I could do that.
That's so bad.
Next question. We asked your sister if you cry at films. What did she say?
Yeah. I cry on TV shows as well.
What shows?
The Royal Family.
Yep.
Because that's really sad. I'm trying to think.
No, I mean, some of the Royal Family episodes are sad.
Not all the time.
No.
It's just so sad. I'm trying to think of something that would be...
Desperate Housewives?
No, I hate that programme.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of something
show?
That would be...
I don't know. It's no more random than the Royal Family.
I've cried at, like, cheesy American stuff, like, 8 Simple Rules and stuff like that. Have you heard of that programme?
Yeah. Let's find out what your sister said.
I did used to cry at a TV programme called 8 Simple Rules. That was quite funny to watch. Because I was crying, but I don't expect to turn around and see my brother crying as well. At a TV programme. An American TV programme. Which is meant to be a comedy.
No, but it is actually really sad. It's really sad. She's taking the mic there because the guy actually died. In real life.
Oh, right.
The man actually died. That's why it's sad.
Okay. Okay, good.
I brought the whole tone down now. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, thanks for that. Okay, that's fine. Next one, just to try and get to know you a little bit more. Becky, your forte is face reading, by the way. It's official from Will in Manchester.
No, it's just boys are rubbish liars and they always start grinning if they're telling a lie. Oh,
but you can see why I was lying, because I did not want to do that impression.
Joe, your sister told us a couple of embarrassing things she'd done at parties. What do you think she told us?
I don't know. Probably cried or something. I don't know. Where's she been that something bad has happened? I can't think. I don't know. This isn't going to be good, is it?
No idea at all, no?
No, I don't know.
Was it... Did you do your Chewbacca impression?
And everyone... Yeah. Everyone ran away.
Look at my party piece! Oh.
No.
Can I give you a clue?
Yeah.
Cheese.
I ate an entire platter of cheese and pineapple once.
Let's find out.
He went to a party and ate a whole tray of cheese and pineapple sticks. The whole tray. Just in one go. Like, standing there eating it.
A whole tray?
Yeah.
Does he still have a thing for cheese?
I guess so. He hasn't told me any other way.
It's not something you probably would discuss with your sister, is it?
Yeah, I love cheese.
Mm. See, I love cheese.
I love cheese too.
Yeah.
Maybe it runs in the family.
It probably does then.
Yeah.
Why a whole platter though?
Because cheese and pineapple's really good.
It is.
Was it a cheese and pineapple hedgehog or just laid out on a plate?
I think it was in some sort of formation.
Yeah.
I couldn't...
don't think that's a bad thing, doing a whole tray of cheese and pineapple.
I think it makes you even more like me once again.
Yeah.
It's a tasty thing. That's what it
really
was.
Good. Okay, we still need the other embarrassing thing you did at a party.
Can I have another clue?
Ah!
screaming. Was that Chewbacca?
No.
falling over or something like that. I fell down a well once.
He was at a party one time, walking around, socialising. Fell down a well.
Would you say that again?
He was at a party one time, walking around, socialising. Fell down a well.
You were socialising and you fell down a well. How do you do that?
Well, no, it was dark and we were in a garden and no one told me that it was there and I fell down a well. It was only like 7 foot deep, but I was then at the bottom winded and everyone kind of ran over because I screamed and hit the wall on the way down. And I was really winded, but I couldn't speak, so I was just like, give me a minute. Give me a minute. And they were like, no, the floor will sink, Joe. You've got to move. And then the floor started sinking down and I was like scrambling up and they were all pulling me up. It was actually quite scary.
Oh, God.
I fell down a well.
Where was the well?
Just in a friend's garden, randomly. Ooh. I was like the girl from The Ring, climbing up.
I haven't got any friends whose gardens have a well.
Have you, Becky?
There was a well in my local pub when I was little and my dad's friend used to go and sit down there for charity.
What?
And he used to sit down there and they used to have to pass a bucket down to him so he could go to the loo. That's I didn't really get it.
It didn't have water in or anything. It was kind of filled in.
It's certainly a lot easier than running a marathon.
It's not quite as impressive as what Eddie and I was doing, though, is it?
And in hindsight, I think, was he just trying to get away from his wife?
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's why you've got to love the countryside.
I'm such a do-gooder.
Sometimes when I speak, I think, you know, maybe I shouldn't. Yeah. Somerset's in its own little world.
Yeah. And finally, Joe, we asked your sister, which meat-based product would you like to endorse on the TV?
I hate you. Mr. Brain's faggots.
I have no idea how it started. Apparently it was in a newspaper and my dad thought, wow, we quite like faggots. Better enter our family in that competition. Didn't tell us until we were through to the final five and they were coming around to film the next day, so we didn't really have any choice in the matter. Then they all rocked on up with their filming gear and stuff and filmed us for a bit talking about why we as a family love faggots. It was embarrassing.
Who's the most embarrassed, you or Joe?
I think at the time me because of my age, but now I think he's more embarrassed since telling you lot. And he's never going to live that down now.
Do you still like faggots? Eat them?
In the winter, yeah. I do love faggots.
Don't we all?
No, I don't know if we all do. A lot of my friends don't even know what they are. I've been brought up well.
I just found out that the one that doesn't speak has never eaten a faggot.
Well, we're going to have to change that
in his life.
We're going to have to change that.
If you haven't heard this already, Joe's dad applied for his family to become the new face of faggots in the UK. A bit like, you know, like the Oxo family, but with faggots. And that was Millie just explaining the story. They her whole family still hasn't really got over it, have they?
Did she say, though, that they came round to the house and filmed you?
Yeah.
Which means that somewhere there must be footage of this.
It was on the TV, but I've never actually seen it.
There must be a video somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I haven't got much to do today. I might try and search it out.
I've never been able to find it, but, yeah.
I can find most things. Maybe faggot finding is my forte.
I was in the final five,
Oh, you just missed out.
Just missed out. Damn it.
Thank you very much, Joe, for coming in again today.
It's all right. I have to stop and say hello to my little sister Louise because she's very upset that I've never mentioned her. And hello.
Oh.
Just wanted
it's
to
almost
say
like she didn't exist until now.
She felt like that, and I'm sorry, Lou.
Oh. Okay, Joe, off to rehearsals then. We've got 1 week to go till Scott Mills, the musical, in Edinburgh at the Fringe.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.